Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Shirley A. Howard, author of Every Day with Jesus Devotional, is a retired high school teacher after 31 years of service, a clinical pastoral counselor, an experienced Bible teacher, and an ordained minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. She has a God-given passion to encourage people through prayer and through an inspirational study of the Holy Bible. She has taught numerous Bible classes, conducted workshops on prayer, and taught on various topics pertaining to spiritual growth and development for wholesome Christian living. Shirley currently lives or serves her local church as a Sunday school instructor, a preacher, teacher, finds joy in ministering to children. She has a Master's of Education degree, Master's degree in Clinical Pastoral Counseling, and a Doctor of Minister degree. She is the author of the book Every Day with Jesus Devotional, a daily inspirational message with a general theme, scripture, encouraging words, and an area to record personal notes and reflections, inspiration for 365 days. And the author of Every Day with Jesus Devotional, Shirley A. Howard, is our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Shirley, welcome to the program. Pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. It's great to be here today.
It is such a remarkable book that you've done, receiving rave reviews, and this really had to be a massive undertaking on your part. Why did you decide to write this book? What was the intent, the purpose of the book Every Day with Jesus Devotional?
Well, during this time, I had usually ministered to a lot of my friends. I called and I talked to them, and during that time, they were going through difficulties. And what I would do is I would call and encourage them, and I would, you know, give them scriptures, and it was several of them, even family members. So then after a while, then I started to write some things down. So that's what I did. I started to write things down, and I would put it together. Then I said, okay, I'll just send some of them to them. And then when I started to do that, they felt that they were encouraged by that. So I just continued to do it. And after a while, then the Lord just said, go ahead and write it down. Maybe in 3 months, send enough for 3 months. And then after that, you write on the others, and then you send it to them that way. And that's how it started. I sent it in 3 months intervals. So at the end of a year, I had already gotten some of the friends. I'd sent it to them.
Oh, yes. And it touched lives, obviously, with the people that you knew, and touching lives now, people literally all over the country. The book Every Day with Jesus Devotional, God Loves and Cares for You by Shirley A. Howard. Book available at Amazon, the usual places, the publisher, writersbranding.com. And Shirley's website is shirleyhowardbook.com. I'll mention that as we go through the conversation. And you'll find it, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk about this book, how it's best used. How can someone use the book, read the book, to get maximum benefit of its purpose and intent? What's the best way to use Every Day with Jesus Devotional?
Well, for me, and originally, when I first get up in the mornings, I have a devotional quiet time with God. Because during that time, my mind is fresh and I'm not concerned about the cares of the day. But I realize that sometimes people don't have a chance to do that. But whenever you can get a time where you can quiet down and still yourself and just enjoy the presence of God. So it could be in the mornings, or it could be in the afternoons, or it could be even on a lunch break. Because each page is designed for maybe 10, 15 minutes, depending on how much time you want to spend with it. It was designed that you can be able to spend some time with God, a lot of time, or a small amount of time. And that's how our user had it set up. And also, if you wanted to do it as a group, you could do that. Or maybe do it as a Zoom class. You can do it that way. Where, you know, even if you're not in the same room,
yes,
you can do that, you know, with other people. So it has to do with how you would like to do it. Some people, they even do it. One of my friends, she even did it with her children. She gathered together with them, and they had that devotional time together.
There are so many ways that you can implement, Shirley's book, Every Day with Jesus Devotional. And you mentioned that with the new technology, Zoom and the FaceTime and all of this, it's possible to get together and to share. And you mentioned something there with a friend with the child. This is very important, isn't it? This is something a family can share together.
Yes, it is. And she, with her children, she was able to share it with them. And then they would ask questions, and then they would get involved in it too. And that's so very important. And especially during the time of the pandemic, when people wanted to, you know, just have more time with family, they're able to relate and share with one another, you know, how they're feeling. And sometimes children don't always say how they're feeling, but in a setting like this, you're able to allow them to express how they're feeling on the inside. And that's important, especially with young people during this time,
And here's it's sort of like a relaxed atmosphere where you can talk and maybe share things you wouldn't have to add another time. There's so many ways that you can use the book Every Day with Jesus Devotional, God Loves and Cares for You. Let's talk about the title. I know there's some thinking behind the title when you came up with this. Why did you decide on this title, Every Day with Jesus Devotional?
Now, at first, when I first started it, I did it in stages. And at the end of the year, that's when I compiled it and I put it all together. I had no intentions of making a book out of it. My intent was to help my friends and family members who are hurting. And also, I was hurting. And that's why I think I could identify with them better, because what I was feeling, and it helped me. And every day I had to spend time with Jesus. But at the end of that, I said, well, then how can I get this together? See, I have a very personal, intimate relationship with God. And at the end of that year's period, when I sent the copies out, the Lord said, publish the book. So that's what I did. And then I needed a title. Then I said, well, how can I say this? Then he said, hey, just what you've done. Every day you were with me. Every day with Jesus. It was a devotional. And then the other part, I found out God loves me and God cares for me. And that's what I put on there. And even with the title, God gave me the title. He even gave me the layout for the design of the book, the album cover. He said, this is how you do it. And that's how it all came together.
That's amazing, the help that you had from God in putting this together. And that has to be why it's so successful. He knew the impact this book was going to have, and it has had that. I want to just mention Every Day with Jesus, the importance of that. And how important is it to do that every day, not just when we're in trouble and we want something, but to do it every day? How crucial is that?
It's one of the most important things that you can do in your life. God is our creator. He knows all. He created all. And he knows us better than we know ourselves. We may think that we know ourselves and what we need and what we want, but God knows best. When you spend time with God every day, you get to know God in a very personal and in a very intimate way. And God wants us to know him intimately, because the more time you spend with God, and when I'm talking about spending time, I mean concerned with him, giving him your undivided attention, not being distracted. Turn off the TV, get away from the TV or whatever else, and just talk to God and allow him to talk to you. See, I don't do all the talking. I listen, I read the word of God, and I talk to God, and I wait for him to talk back to me. That's how it is. Every day with Jesus. It's just like when you have a friend. You spend time with that friend. The more time you spend with that friend, the better you get to know them. So it is with God.
And it's amazing. It's amazing what we learn from listening, isn't it? That we can learn so much by just sort of being quiet and taking in what you're hearing. The book, Every Day with Jesus Devotional, God Loves and Cares for You by Shirley A. Howard, book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. Shirley's website is shirleyhowardbook.com, also available from the publisher writersbranding.com. We'll give you that throughout the program. And, of course, you'll find it on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk about the overall layout of the book, which really makes it a functional book. It's not just something we read a little bit, put it up on the shelf, and that. It's really sort of a book where we participate. It's an interactive book, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And see, I really can't take credit for that either, because see, God gave me the whole thing. Just like if you would look on page 3 of the book. And I have a title out, "This Journal You Will Discover 5 Nuggets for Your Day." To me, it's like nuggets of gold. And 5 sections you'll deal with every day. The first one is a title theme for each day. In other words, you have a title that you're going to be dealing with. Then you have a word to grab your attention. And then a scripture to ground your thoughts, a brief explanation of scripture to guide your heart, and a prayer of meditation to help you center and focus on your thoughts. And then in addition to that, you have a section there where you can write down your notes and your reflections. That's for every day. You have a section for that.
And that's a nice thing. Yeah, after you finish today, you move on to tomorrow, and you've got different words of inspiration there. It's so well laid out and thought out by Shirley, Every Day with Jesus devotional. What do you hope to accomplish? What is the accomplishment, the takeaway that you'd like to see through publishing this book and getting it out, not just in your friends' hands anymore, but friends all across the country can participate and enjoy, read the book, and be guided by it? What do you hope to accomplish with this? What's the goal?
My goal, and I think that's what God's goal is too, is for those who read the book to get to know God, to have a personal encounter with God. Because as you have a personal encounter with God, you will develop an intimate personal relationship with Him. The best friend to have is Jesus. And when God is your friend, you can talk to Him and you can tell Him things that you cannot tell anybody else. And God will really speak to your heart. And I know sometimes people hear me say that, and I've said it, and people look at me strange. But the only thing I can say is, try it. When you develop that personal contact with God, and you deal with that every day and tell Him about things, God will begin to speak to you and control your heart, your mind, and your thoughts. And He will begin to change you and give you a new heart, a new attitude, and a new relationship. My purpose is that they might know God, and that God will be the center of their lives, and they will have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. That's my goal.
How important is it, the devotional period, for you? I get the feeling as you're talking, this is really something you need, something you look forward to, rather than I've got to get up 15 minutes early to do this in the morning. I'm getting the impression, boy, it's something that we all should look forward to, because this is a very crucial 10-15 minute block out of our day, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's the most important thing. When I get up and I start my day, I'll open my eyes, and my mind and my heart right away go to God. Because I know that He kept me through the day. He kept me through the night. And I just thank Him and praise Him. And in the midst of that, God is just there to encourage us and strengthen us and let us know that He loves us.
What's it like to be able to help other people with this book? And I know you've done some book signings before, of course, very active in the church, community outreach as well. So you're in contact with a lot of people and able to share the message and help guide their lives. How fulfilling is that, that because of what you have gone through, what you've developed in these daily devotionals, are now helping other people? This has to be quite satisfying.
Yes, it is. And to me, it's like a calling. And even as I finished up the journal and got it ready for publishing, and then just talking to people, even at my church and different ones, and they're, you know, addressing their needs, or they ask for prayer. And many times people ask me what I pray for them. And a lot of time, if I have the chance, I'll pray for them and with them right there and then. But the important thing is that they might know God, and that they might invite him into their lives and let him be the center of it. And God said to me, as I have invested in you, you invest in others. See, God gives us gifts and abilities, but it's not for us to hoard for ourselves. God gives us gifts and abilities that we might share it with someone else along the way. And that's what I tell them. When they say, oh, you really helped me, I thank you. I said, well, then you help somebody else.
Yes.
Because that's what God tells us to do. As he gives to us, we give to others.
We all go through so many ups and downs in dealing with daily life, and you've alluded to that you go through periods just like the rest of us. How important is it to have this devotional time to get you through these periods?
Without it, I could not make it. Especially that was during the time during the pandemic, when all the news was negative, and I was responding to that, and I wasn't able to get out and minister to people like I usually do. And usually I'm used to teaching children and youth. And I think that was the hardest part for me, not being able to relate to them. And I was becoming stressed and depressed. And the Lord just really literally spoke to me. Literally said, go upstairs and take a nap. In other words, he was saying to me, turn off the TV, stop listening to all the negative stuff that you're hearing, and just rest and talk to me. And that's exactly what I did. I said, okay, Lord. Because, and even this is in spite, even though I had my devotional journal, even though I spent time with God, but I was allowing the things of the world to take away the joy that he put in me. And see, that's why you have a devotional too. Sometimes you might have a set time for devotion, but sometimes you have to have your devotion during the day when you need it. It's like a pick-me-up. So it's not just limited to one time. It might be any time during the day when you need it. Because there are things that stress you and move you away from the center. And your center is God. Well, that's my center.
Do you sense there are times when, okay, I did my devotional this morning. Boy, it's been real rough this afternoon. You talk about this pickup, almost an energy pickup that you need. Are there times when you'll go back and do a second devotional during the day?
You know, well, yes, I can say that. But I'm at the point now where throughout the day, I'm always in a state of a devotion with God.
Okay.
But my connection is never broken. And at any moment, God can feel free to come in, or I can feel free to reach out and pull him in. That's how it is. So I guess I'm forever in his presence, calling on him and thanking him for something. I can be in the midst of teaching, and all of a sudden in a quiet moment, in between the breaths I breathe, I'm right there with God saying under my breath, Lord, thank you. Lord, I love you. Thank you for this. Lord, help me to answer that question so that they'll understand what I'm saying. Lord, help me to say the right thing that I need to say that will be able to uplift somebody and to help them along the way, to encourage them, to let them know, Lord, that you're there, that they can make it if they just put their trust and their faith in you. Let them know that you control everything, that there's nothing that in this life that will overcome them, Lord, if they put you first. Those are kind of things. So you can whisper those kind of prayers to God even when you're talking to someone.
Well, that's interesting. So when you finish the devotional and you close the book and put it wherever you put your book on the shelf or in the bookcase or whatever, that's really not the end, is it? This is just sort of getting you started for the day, and that tranquility, that peace that you get as you're reading the devotional, that stays with you throughout the day, doesn't it, if you're open for it?
Yes, it does. See, what people don't understand is that when you spend time with God, is changing you. See, it says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And when you spend time with God in devotion, you may not know it or understand, but God is changing you on the inside. He's changing your way of thinking, changing your way of relating and responding to situations in life. And you may not be aware of until you're in a different situation. It's, oh, I didn't know I could handle that like that. God changes us. And sometimes we are not aware of until we're in a new situation. God conforms us to his image, his likeness. We become more loving, more kind, more considerate to others, and less overly protective of ourselves. Sometimes we are more too self-centered until we can't see the needs of other people. In other words, God began to transform us and make us more like Jesus and how he looked out for other people to help them along the way.
With this time, the time has gone by so quickly. Could have used a lot more time in talking about the book that Shirley has written, Every Day with Jesus Devotional, a daily inspirational message, general theme, scripture, encouraging words, and an area to record personal notes and reflections, inspiration for 365 days. The book is available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. Shirley's website is shirleyhowardbook.com. The publisher, also a source, is writersbranding.com, and all this on our website. Shirley, as we finish up here today, any plans for another book? You've touched in such a positive manner so many people. Are you working on a follow-up book to this?
Well, it's not really necessarily a follow-up book, but it could, because it all has to do with inspiration of Jesus Christ. And basically, I am a poet. Because in this book, for every month, it starts off with a poem.
Oh, yes.
And there are some poems at the back of the book. So over the period of years, I've written poetry. And during the pandemic, I average about 100 poems per month. And I already have enough poems to write several books. It's just compiling them and waiting for God to tell me how he wants me to do it.
Well, you
and
can.
Also,
yeah, finish yes. Finish that thought.
I want to say also, over a 7-year period, God gave me 7 words, and each one of those words are going to be a book. But in that last year, he gave me 3 more words, so a total of 7 words plus 3 words is going to be a book. I'm waiting to see how he wants me to do that, when he wants me to start that. So that will be a second book.
So important. And there's more. So yes, you're helping people. What else are you working on?
Well, I guess I have started working on it, because I'm not sure about that one, but I'm praying over that one. He said that he wants me to tell my story. And see, that's the part, my journey. And that's where I'm sort of waiting to see how he wants me to do that. And all the whole thing.
Yeah, and we'll be waiting for all of those. And the best way to follow Shirley is at her website, shirleyhowardbook.com. Information on this book, Every Day with Jesus Devotional, God Loves and Cares for You. All the upcoming books that Shirley has talked about as they take place, she'll, I'm sure, share all that information with everybody. And, of course, Amazon, writersbranding.com, all of those places for information on this book. Shirley, the time has gone by too quickly. It's been a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success and so many lives that you're benefiting with your knowledge and what you've gone through and sharing this wisdom. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
It has been our pleasure. Shirley A. Howard, the book Every Day with Jesus Devotional, God Loves and Cares for You. Information, of course, available wherever books are sold. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.